Welcome to Play Ball. It's Monday, May 5th, and we've got a lot to get to, Bailey.
We really do. Yankees flexing, Cubs walking it off, and a few teams in the standings trying to remember what winning feels like.
That's the whole menu. Let's start in New York, where Aaron Judge and the Yankees made a statement.
And not a subtle one. They've got the best record in the AL, they're piling up wins, and Baltimore got buried for the fifth straight night.
Judge opened it with a two-run shot in the first, and from there, the Yankees just kept stacking innings. Trent Grisham was on base three times, Cody Bellinger drove in three, and the sixth and eighth got ugly in a hurry.
Ugly for Baltimore anyway. Shane Bass couldn't find the zone, Lou Trevino got roughed up in his Orioles debut, and then Judge came back for more in that bait-run finish.
Four RBI for Judge, three hits for Bellinger, and Cam Schlittler kept it all pointed in the right direction with 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball.
The Yankees outscored the Orioles 39-10 in the series. That's not a series. That's a warning.
12-1, Yankees.
Detroit had a real chance to steal one from Boston. Then the seventh inning happened.
Peyton Toll was excellent for seven innings, and Jaron Duran delivered the swing that flipped it. A three-run opposite field homer to break a 2-0 Tigers lead.
That ball changed everything. Boston had one hit through six, and suddenly it's five runs in the seventh, and the Tigers are chasing shadows.
Toll allowed just one hit, struck out eight, and Aroldis Chapman finished it off for his 373rd career save. Duran drove in three, and Wiley Abreu plus Marcelo Mayer added RBI singles.
Detroit got two in the sixth and two more in the eighth, but Boston slammed the door. 5-4, Red Sox.
In Miami, that was a classic one-run grind. Bryce Harper homered in the third, and that was enough.
Enough? Because Aaron Nola was sharp again. Six innings, no runs, five strikeouts, no walks. Exactly the kind of bounce back Philadelphia needed.
Harper had three hits, and Garrett Stubbs threw out two runners on the bases. That matters in a game like this.
It really does. The Marlins had seven hits and nothing to show for it, and the Phillies took 3 of 4 in the series. 1-0, Phillies.
Tampa Bay kept rolling, and the Rays got the early jump on Toronto with a three-run first from Ryan Vallade.
First pitch he sees, 413 feet. That'll wake up a ballpark.
It held because Nick Martinez worked five solid innings and the bullpen closed it out. Taylor Walls added the two-run single in the sixth, and Jonathan Aranda kept raking.
Tampa Bay's won 4 straight and 10 of 11. That's the kind of run that starts to matter in a division race.
5-1, Rays.
Chicago and Cincinnati gave us the best finish of the night.
The Reds had the lead late, then Pete Crow Armstrong got a gift, and the Cubs took full advantage. His ninth-inning triple started the rally.
And then Michael Conforto pinch-hitting just ended it. That's a grown man swing.
Seiya Suzuki hit a 455-foot homer in the middle of the night. The Cubs erased a 3-0 deficit, and Conforto's solo shot in the ninth made it 6 straight for Chicago.
Also, that home streak at Wrigley is now 12 straight. The NL Central leaders just keep stacking days.
5-4, Cubs. Kansas City stayed hot, and Michael Wacha was the headline there.
79 pitches through 7 innings. That's efficient, that's veteran, that's the Royals looking like a team that knows exactly who it is right now.
Bobby Witt Jr. homered. Nick Lofton drove in two with a fourth-inning single, and Jack Caglianone added a solo shot in the sixth.
Cleveland got a two-run David Fry homer, but that was it. The Guardians are right there in the Central, and these are the games that sting.
6-2, Royals.
The Dodgers went into Houston and hit like the Dodgers.
Kyle Tucker hurt his old team with a homer and two RBI. Yoshinobu Yamamoto struck out 8 over 6 innings, and Los Angeles put up 8 on 13 hits.
The third inning was the hammer. Tucker, Freddie Freeman and that whole lineup just kept turning the inning over until the game was gone.
Alex Freeland had 3 hits and a homer. Will Smith drove in 1, and the Dodgers bounced back from that 4-game skid.
Houston's bullpen game never got settled, and Zach Cole's solo shot was the only real bright spot. 8-3, Dodgers.
St. Louis handled Milwaukee behind Kyle Leahy, and the Cardinals keep hanging around in that crowded Central.
Ivan Herrera drove in 3. J.J. Weatherholt had 2 RBI, and the Brewers were playing catch-up all night.
Bryce Turang did make it interesting with a 9th-inning homer, but Riley O'Brien shut it down for save number 10.
Milwaukee got 11 hits and still only 3 runs. That's the frustration. 6-3, Cardinals.
The Mets got a road win in Colorado, and it was all about one big 6th inning.
Carson Bench hit his first big league homer, then saved a run with a diving catch. That's a nice way to announce yourself.
Tomoyuki Sugano was rolling until the 6th, then New York put up 4 runs on 4 hits. Mark Vientos had the 2-run single, and David Peterson worked 4 innings for the win.
The Rockies have now dropped 5 straight. 4-2, Mets. Seattle came back from 4 down against Atlanta, and that's a tough one for the Braves to swallow.
All 4 Atlanta runs came on solo homers, including Matt Olson's 300th career blast. But the Mariners answered with 5 in the 6th.
J.P. Crawford's go-ahead 2-run homer was the punch. Luke Raley's 3-run shot got them level, then Crawford finished the job.
Andrés Muñoz nailed it down, and Seattle snapped Atlanta's 4-game winning streak. 5-4, Mariners. Chicago's White Sox blanked the Angels, and Davis Martin was outstanding.
10 strikeouts, no walks, 7 shutout innings. That's as clean as it gets.
Munetaka Murakami hit his 14th homer. Miguel Vargas went deep too. And Andrew Benintendi had 4 singles and an RBI. The Angels have lost 13 of 15.
That's a rough month. 6-0, White Sox.
And out west, the Giants beat San Diego in a tight one at Oracle.
Trevor McDonald looked like he belonged right away. 7 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts, and he even took a 102.9-mile-an-hour liner and kept going.
Casey Schmidt homered in the 1st, Rafael Devers drove in 2, and the Giants finally got a home win after that 0-6 road trip.
Ramon Laureano made it tense with a 9th-inning homer, but Caleb Killian finished it. 3-2, Giants.
That's 12 games, and every one of them accounted for.
The Yankees and Cubs keep rolling, Tampa Bay and Kansas City are heating up, and the NL Central is a knife fight.
We'll be back with more tomorrow. For Bailey, I'm Abe.
Thanks for listening to Play Ball.